And it's Freddy.
And we're
gay besties, aka maricón y amigos.
Yes!
I love being a maricón.
Yeah, until you get like hate crimed and stabbed and stuff.
I heard someone say that that word at work. Were they talking about me?
The M word? Mm-hmm. Probably. And you're white.
Period.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another episode of Gay Besties.
It's been a while.
This
is our spooky, ooky, looky, tooky episode. We're really going to be talking about spooky things.
Boo.
Like failed relationships and
ghost heads and Ouija boards and
sex crime.
Black
sex
cancer.
Crime. Whoa! Sex,
my last relationship.
Casey's here too, y'all. She's hilarious.
Sex accidents. Like, you know.
What's a sex accident? Oh, like horror sex. Like stories, like one time he shoved a can of tuna, the big
can
economy size,
sauce
up my ass.
Oh my god!
And it cut me. No, that's never happened to me.
He put all the mayonnaise in the big old gallon Miracle Whip jar.
White people love mayonnaise
too.
They do.
I like mayonnaise. I don't like it like that.
I mean, I like mayonnaise on a burger or something.
Ooh, mayonnaise on a burger. Oh,
I'm into relish on burgers now.
What the fuck?
Casey uses some shit called like a sandwich spread, and it's like mayonnaise mixed in with like peppers and stuff. Yeah. But it has like stuff mixed in. Mm.
Oh, we're here with Casey too. Say hi, Casey.
Hi, Casey.
Oh my god.
We love her. So hello, bestie.
Hi.
So
it was your birthday the other day.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
it was my little birthday, whatever. It was fine. Some bitches were annoying. But
how many people bought you gifts?
We're not talking about that. I'm going to give everybody an equal opportunity to lie and say they did or didn't do what. I don't know.
I don't have to lie. What did you get from your best friend? What was the gift you got from your best friend?
Okay, so Tanner got me... he got me two little vinyls or whatever. Two vinyls.
The most expensive vinyls in that store.
That store has not been graced with nothing like these vinyls. They don't even carry, like, Katie vinyls.
No one does.
Did they sell the Taylor vinyls like Target did or no?
Yeah. They're selling.
You saw some
at
there?
The record store? Yes.
Did you buy you one?
No.
You fuck buying me mine. You should have got you the Taylor vinyl.
I don't even have my record player set up. So.
Well, you still need it for when you get your house.
I know. It'll still be available. I want the lavender one or the Blood Moon one.
Ooh, Blood Moon.
I think the Blood Moon's on Target.
He got me Beam Me Up, Scotty. Nikki's, you know, little mixtape that started her career. A lot was on here, y'all. I love it. And then, you know, she re-released and added some more shit on there. Mm-hmm. Nikki looked amazing. It's where she first got her titties. She didn't get her ass done that much yet. I did not like the face makeup.
I don't like the eye contacts.
Yeah, she wore those to perform. I don't know why she's trying to bring that era back. Like, bitch, Nikki, I love you, mama. No, I'm not even going to do
like
it.
A demon.
I'm not going to do it because the Barbs try to fucking attack me, bitch. I'm not the
barbs.
One. I'm a Barb too, but if y'all try to come for me, it's dumb wit because I literally would know.
I think it's dumb to think that everything an artist has done was good or like you like it.
Literally. Like they're huge.
Like they're shit Katie does. I'm like, why the fuck did you do that?
Katie be doing some dumb
there
shit.
There are Taylor, like on Midnights, there's some lyrics and I'm like, girl... What the fuck? Like, some of Taylor's lyrics are fucking weird. Like, all Swifties say this. We're like, there'll be, like, lyrics where you'll be like... You know when you're listening to a song for the first time and you kind of make up the next lyric?
Yeah, it's like
and
predictable.
Yeah, predict. It's like predict it to text. And there's some lyrics where I'm like, oh, it's gonna be this. And it's like a word that doesn't even rhyme. I mean, Taylor's the best fucking songwriter of all, like, our generation, but... Like, some of the shit she be doing, I'm like, Taylor, what the fuck?
Taylor don't give a fuck. Okay, he also got me Renaissance. Act one.
Period.
Amazing. I love what Beyonce did with this. It's gorgeous. Not much sales, but at least she took the time to get the record.
I thought it would get sales.
People are fake. People are fucking fake. They listened to it on Apple Music when it first came out, and then no one really went and bought. Google right now how many sales it's gotten, because people are fake. My favorite song on Renaissance anyway is Church Girl. Well, I have a few. Church Girl, Cuff It, and Break My Soul. Love it. The song I don't like is Honestly Cozy. Alien Superstar is all right. I feel like that's going to be a drag remix. I'm too sexy for this world. Too nasty for this world. Oh, baby.
Period.
Yeah. We don't even know the fucking lyrics, but we love you, B. Thank you, Mama. But let's go on to our, as we always open up our podcast, who, Tanner, has pissed you off this last week? Oh, if you finish your search. How many sales it get?
Oh, it got like almost 200,000 in its first week, which is good for now. That's good. I mean, Taylor does quadruple that, but it's just Taylor.
No, that's Taylor. That's the Swifties good. Are loyal.
Crazy loyal.
They're fucking loyal. Her fan base.
They need to be loyal to Katie too, since they're friends again. Please, Swifties.
They're not gonna be loyal because Katie.
Can y'all stop hating on Katie?
Because I feel like Taylor low key has an issue with Katie. No. Like I feel like she whispers. To her fans, like, yeah.
No, they're good.
Yeah, like what she made me do.
She made a blanket for Daisy.
Oh,
that's so fucking cute.
That is cute.
If someone hand knits you something,
they love you. Literally. Unless she had her assistant hand knit it.
No, I think she did.
Did she do it? Well, that's good.
But,
Yeah, but Bestie, who pissed you off this week?
I'm trying to think. Who pissed me off?
Your job.
No one pissed me off, but I dropped it. Oh, you know what? No, because this motherfucker pissed me off. So, at work, I was on the ground floor. And then my other coworker was on the, doing level 2 and 3.
Okay.
Because that's, like, he's walking and I'm on machine
thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like hot picks dropped, and when hot picks drop, you do them. All the hot picks were on the ground floor, so, and it was like almost 20 of them, and I was doing all of them, and then he wasn't doing them because there were none up there. But every time I'm up there and he's down on the ground floor, guess who has to fucking help him?
You.
Me.
Start checking people.
I will. You know, I don't even feel bad for leaving early the other day, because I've literally worked.
You need to feel bad for yourself and your paycheck.
Oh, I got my bills. Are my bills paid? Most of my bills are paid this month. I just have to pay my car payment.
I'm too classy for this world. Forever, I'm that girl. Oh, baby.
But yeah, that's
good. That's good, honestly, that you really haven't been. Excuse me, y'all. That's the only burp I'm doing. I'm drinking Sprite, y'all. God. My favorite drink, and it just be getting me a little, you know, burpy. But Tanner's attitude, y'all, he really has done a big 360 on his attitude and, like, developing himself and, like, working on himself. He's doing really good. So, y'all, please give my best friend a fucking round of applause, because he's been working hard at his attitude and just...
Y'all, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I literally haven't even put any effort.
You literally the other day even said, you know what? I was about to act a fucking fool, but I stopped and I didn't. You told me that the other day, and I was like, that is good.
Wait, about what?
It was something at work, about to check somebody or something. See, y'all, he don't even know his progress because he's full of fucking hell. But Bestie and I are going out tonight. If y'all got us on Snapchat, watch us. We always show out, glow out. We're dressing up as our costumes. What are our costumes?
I'm Mermaid Man.
And I'm Barnacle Boy. And we're going to unite.
Unite
and drag these bitches.
Fuck.
There's gonna be what?
I forgot my belt.
You're gonna have to go back home. I don't know what to tell you. That belt is your costume, Tanner. Is it not in the car? Man, now you're gonna have to go home. You're gonna have to feed your cat anyway? Since you're spending the night, or are you going back tonight? Because we're getting drunk.
To go home again.
You're gonna have to go home again. Drop off your laundry. Make sure your cat's okay, because you have to stay here tonight because we're drinking. You're gonna have to go get it, unless there's nowhere that sells it.
I can make one.
That one was perfect, though. It was yellow and has the fucking chrome. Anyways, but I'm Barnacle Boy. We look good at my little party that we did. Nobody showed up because folks are fake. But ask me who pissed me off.
So, Freddie, who pissed you off?
I'm going to need y'all to sit down. Take a seat. Make sure y'all are sitting while I tell you this.
Oh, God, who?
Huh?
Who is it? Pissed me off?
Can I tell my story?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, so...
I'm going to tell my story.
So, this motherfucker, my ex. My fucking ex, y'all. This motherfucker text messaged my ex-brother-in-law.
Yeah.
My ex-brother-in-law. I was like, the exes are talking. But my text to my ex-brother-in-law, right? And the text was like, hey, I know you're not gay, but if you ever want to try something, let me know. I'm down. I used to stare at you all the time. I always thought that you were hot and da-da-da-da, so just let me know. And then my brother-in-law, I guess he didn't respond because it didn't show no messages, but he be lying, so he probably did respond and then just deleted the message. Because he's a fucking liar. That's why
fucking
he's
weird.
That's fucking weird. My husband came outside and was like, "Hello, fucking L." And then Tanner was like, "Why?" Tanner said, "Who want to fuck the brother-in-law?"
No, who want to fuck either of them?
Literally. They both are fucking crazy. And I feel like people did not believe me that he was like a cheating weirdo. But that should have confirmed it for you, Tanner. Texting my ex-brother-in-law.
Oh, I know he was a weirdo.
I know, but the cheating too, like just being weird, that makes me feel uncomfortable. So you're telling me every time we went around.
And don't he got a dude right now?
Yeah, hold on. Should I break them up? Nah, I'm not a bitter bitch. My life is way better than his life, so I'm good.
I'm a bitter bitch.
I'm going to let him still work at Dunkin' Donuts.
Getting coffee thrown on him.
I will let him still work at Dunkin'. He has a car in his name that he drives, and then he has another car in his name that his mama drives, because his mama ain't got no type of credit or money or nothing. She's just a broke-down-ass bitch. She looks broke-down, too. It's funny as fuck. No, they look ran down. You know what, y'all?
Ran down on that bitch
twice. I dated him because I was like, you know what? I'm going to change this nigga, because I was like, he got some potential. Bruh. When I got to that state where he was at and then moved in, bitch, I found out he's a high school dropout. Fucking, his mama got rotten teeth. He got rotten teeth in the front. The sister got black bottoms on her feet because she walks around in a dirty-ass house. They had roaches. The grandma, she bathed in a fucking bowl in the bedroom.
Y'all take a shot every time Freddie says something that he's already said before.
I'm just saying, y'all. I got to remind y'all about this ugly-ass motherfucker. And here goes my ex-brother-in-law, oh, big ski-foot, cheating head-ass motherfucker. But he came to my party, and I was cool with him. It felt normal because he was always at every function, so it kind of felt normal. And the other ex was there, so it felt normal, like a normal family.
Oh, the other ex is actually hot as fuck.
But he's fucking crazy.
He's crazy.
And he's pissing me off about Katie, y'all. Katie was joking with y'all motherfuckers, and y'all are idiots. Yeah. She's not a fucking robot.
It's literally a trick she does. She dragged y'all on Twitter.
Yeah,
she dragged
really did.
She ate y'all up and then promoted her number one best-selling Las Vegas residency. Ooh, ooh. She's number one box office in Las Vegas. Ooh. She's working in the same place that her great-grandma worked. Ooh. When she was also like a clapper or some stripper.
Her grandma was a showgirl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's working in resort world. Y'all should go get your tickets to go see Katie next year. Katie. We're going to be there.
We will be there. So stream when I'm gone. Stream Harley's in Hawaii.
And stream the new single that's going to come out probably 3 years from now.
Tanner is like, I think she's throwing hints at...
No.
Tell us your conspiracy, friend.
She's doing this brand for About You. It's like a clothing brand. And, like, I saw all, you know, Katy fans on Twitter. They were talking about, oh, she tapped her fingers three times. And then blah, 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 and all these other
Why things. Can't she tap her finger three times?
And then they're like, oh, it's going to be November 3rd. And I'm like, girl.
People are stupid. She's tapping her fingers because she's bored.
Literally.
The fuck?
Hi, Casey.
Hey, Casey.
Hello, boys.
Hold on, mama. Hi. But, y'all, that's who pissed me off. That's who pissed my friend off. Our main topic today will be what, Tanner?
Spooky story.
Spooky fucking dookie. Have y'all bitches ever been scared for, like, your life and, like, okay, are y'all like me? When you're scared, I be going through scenarios in my head all the time because I'm a fucking weirdo. I be ready for, like, any fucking situation. I think I am. All I know is don't freeze up like the white folks be doing in the movies.
I want to be in a horror movie, like, so bad. Like, in that situation, for some reason.
Let's go to that haunted house. You'll literally be in a... You climb through a refrigerator that has a back open. You climb through it.
I'm scared.
I know. I'm uncomfy.
I'm uncomfy.
But, y'all, have y'all ever played with, like, a Ouija board or anything?
We're going to talk about that story.
Last year. I'm asking our viewers, like, think, have you ever played with a Ouija board? You haven't. I have. Casey, have you ever played with a Ouija board?
Yes, I have.
Whoa. How old were you?
High school.
Who was y'all trying to talk to?
Nobody that thinks I'm good.
What? She said it didn't work.
It was a bad one.
Where'd y'all get it from? The store you worked at?
No, I was a kid. I wasn't working then.
Oh. So where did you buy it from?
Your parents bought
y'all a Ouija board?
Weird as fuck.
Yeah. I thought they were religious.
Her dad was a electrical engineer, and then her mom was
her mom
actually had degrees. Her mom was actually really fucking intelligent.
But she was crazy.
But crazy. We'll be right back after this little short break.
Short break.
I need to go take me a little drink. And a little pissy piss.
When I'm gone, I'm never really gone.
You think you're moving on, but it will be. How are you guys?
Back.
We're back. Back by popular demand.
Are we by popular demand?
So y'all, we're gonna tell some spooky stories.
Spooky stories.
If you don't believe in ghosts or scary stuff
or goblins, gremlins,
you're lame as fuck, bitch.
Lame ass bitch. You must
be a miserable ass bitch.
Miserable.
Because who the fuck does not believe in scary stuff like ghosts and shit? A miserable, bitter bitch. Lying. Bitches be lying. Be like, oh, I don't believe in stuff like that. Bitch, you know when you're at home by yourself, you hear a noise, you be scooting closer to your pet or something like, oh, Sally Sue, what was that?
I don't think I have, my apartment now isn't haunted. I haven't felt anything.
Wasn't that an old hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bitch, people died in that motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't feel anything.
It might have got, like, cleansed or something.
Yeah, I got cleansed.
Let me bring my Ouija board to your house one day.
I'm good.
Let's do it in the hallway, because the kids be in the hallway with all the bikes and shit, so.
So you're going to haunt the hallway?
Literally, let's play with the Ouija board in the middle of the fucking hallway, and I want a bitch to try to come out and check me, too. I'll be like, leave me alone before I summon something into your apartment.
So?
Or,
well,
as they're trying to check me, I'm going to reach up behind them, grab a piece of their hair.
What the fuck?
And then tell them, LOL, bitch, you're mine now. And then I'm going to snap my fingers, and then I disappear. Do you remember a SpongeBob? The hash-slinging slasher!
The cock-slinging slasher!
Ooh, hold on. Hey. You ought to something now!
Oh my god, a gay SpongeBob parody?
Cock-slinging slasher. Friend.
We have to.
That's going to be the theme of your bachelor party.
Shut the fuck up.
The cock-slinging slasher. We're getting fucking shirts, bitch. I'm getting banners made. Cock-slinging slasher. Hey, we still do it in 10 years, bitch. Y'all support my friend. He's gonna get married one day. He's only 25, so he has the rest of his life.
Yeah.
But
So what? So, I mean, you were 24 when you got married.
Yeah, but I started dating when I was 22. I hate hearing people like swallow.
I do too. Whoop.
Damn.
But you know what? You can't ever hear a person swallow like that kind of. Like, I never hear nobody like.
Oh, I gulp. I gurgle with it.
He grabs a toothbrush, brushes his teeth with it.
That's fucking nasty.
This one bitch on YouTube was like, I put it in. Well, not on YouTube. It was on
TikTok. Pornhub?
No, it was on this other site. No.
X-Hamster?
That makes fun of stuff. This girl was like, I put cum in my cupcakes.
Oh, the onion?
My cereal in my soup. And all that shit. I was like, that is nasty. I wouldn't eat that shit.
I can't believe Madonna did poppers on TikTok Live.
Anyways, bitch, Madonna looked crazy, but I stan her.
We love Madonna.
How can you be what you want to be? You're frozen.
But yeah, anyways. So, do you want me to tell my story?
Tell your story. Oh. Your spooky dookie story.
So, when I was little, I lived...
Started off with Once Upon a Time.
Once upon a time, I know that I was ugly. Came through a bitch who wanna fuck
I said my face bomb, ass tight, rack, suck it.
Shag high.
She's so ugly, honestly, without her makeup on. But go ahead.
Once upon a time.
But this actually happened, but yeah. We're starting off Once upon a Time.
Once upon a time.
Hold on. You say it, and then I echo it, too.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
You're fucking annoying. Once upon a time. I lived in Missouri, and we lived in this farmhouse. Wait, there are two. Both the farmhouses I lived in were haunted.
White people have the worst of luck.
Especially in Missouri.
With houses.
So, what the fuck was that? The battery's low. Girl, I just said there was an hour left. Hold on, y'all. We'll be right back. Hold on. Damn, are you good?
Like a small glass in the ocean.
We're back.
Getting big waves into motion.
Are we ever going to get to my story? Okay. So, once upon a time.
There was a far, house far away in Missouri. Land.
It was a corn farm, I think, or some bullshit like that. And I don't know why he did this, but this man just shot himself on the front porch. He said, let me die. And when I was little, I would always, like... I remember one night, I woke up because I just felt something weird. Like, my mom... You know moms, they'll just, like... They'll come to your room and just, like, open the door
just
to check on you.
Yeah, to see if you're breathing.
Yeah. And because she's done that before, and, you know, when she does that, it would wake me up sometimes. But I'm a heavy sleeper, so I wouldn't really wake up, like, every time, but sometimes I would. But this one time I woke up, and the door was just open. And, like, I can tell what my mom's hand looked like and, you know, what my mom looked like. And this motherfucker who was at my motherfucking door had hairy-ass hands.
Oh.
Like, demon hands, bitch. Got claws and shit. I don't know. I'm a very imaginative person, so maybe I was just, you know, I had
dreaming up some shit.
But it scared the fuck out of me, obviously, because I also saw like a yellow eye or some bullshit. I did that thing where you just freeze and you're just staring, and I just watched it close. And I was like, what the fuck did I just see? I just went back to bed, but and then in the base or in the attic. That's where my motherfucking playroom was.
Yeah, that's normal. Yeah, that's normal
yeah.
for kids to have that.
And I had almost every single Elmo because my aunt,
bitch,
not the one that stole, but my grandma's yeah. Sister.
Okay.
Spoiled the fuck out of me. She buy me the brand new Elmo. She buy me, we go down to the Dollar General and she give me like one of those expensive little toy play sets.
Aww.
Yeah, she loved me. I remember I had a car wash one. Anyways, but I had all these Elmos and shit. And I'd just be on my PlayStation playing Bob the Builder. And tell me why the Elmos go off.
Yeah, bitch. Obviously, you had the Tickle Me one too?
Mm-hmm.
I had that one too.
Now the Tickle Me, I had the Rockstar Elmo.
I had the Rockstar Elmo.
Yeah. But yeah, shit would randomly be moving and shit. And I'm a kid, you know, I'm not like, wow, that's really weird that went off. I'm just like, I love Elmo. So, like, I don't give a fuck, you know?
You had to be old enough for comprehension because you said you're playing the PlayStation, right?
Yeah, I was playing a PlayStation game for, like, kids.
How old were you?
Oh, God, how old was I?
Like, 5, 4,
yeah.
6?
I'm trying to think. Probably, like, 3 or 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, did your parents stick you up in the attic and close the door and be like, woke up back in an hour?
Pretty much.
Bitch, I'm dead.
I don't even think there were lights in there.
So, you raised yourself?
No, I spent a lot of time outside too.
That's
but
child abuse.
And then there, in the other house that was probably like 20 miles away, it was in the middle of the country. Like, well, they're both in the middle of the country. Like, you had to go on a dirt road to get to our the house I just talked about. But this one was on the highway. And my aunt, the one that spoiled me, owned it. And she was letting my other aunt
the one that
there.
Stole?
Mm-hmm, the stealing aunt. the thief. The thief in the family.
The bitch that be stealing. She really does stole from your grandparents and went to prison. Why is
that's
that so funny,
funny
to me?
So funny, Marie.
That is fucking funny.
So funny.
How is that not funny?
I said it's funny.
Oh,
it's funny.
This is not funny.
No, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I'll just say,
that's
bitch.
Funny as fuck. That's funny as fuck.
What that bitch get?
But she Deep was living there.
She then stole from Cheryl.
Yeah. And I don't know what happened on there, but it was fucking haunted. Like, there was the attic, and no one went in the attic because. Like our older cousins told us about like, oh, don't go up in the attic. It's
they scared y'all.
Yes. And, I should talk to my cousins about that. Cause maybe I'm just making that up, but I remember like the attic was creepy.
How was it creepy though? Like
it
what
just
made
was,
it creepy?
Cause I remember there being a rumor that someone got like killed there or some murder or something.
So
happened.
Did you ever go up there at all?
Mm-mm. But one time, I remember because we were eating beans and ham and beans with cornbread, and we were watching this movie about Bigfoot, and we were eating and we were watching it, and it was a part where like the Bigfoot's like banging on the fucking windows and shit. My uncle, pretty sure my mom and the rest of the older family started banging on the windows, on the doors, and we were all fucking scared as fuck. And we ran to the bedroom and we were just hiding in there.
Oh, so y'all had a good little childhood when the cousins would hang out.
Yeah, I love my cousins. Oh, and I remember because my cousins had they brought their PlayStation 1 with them because they lived in Nebraska.
Mm.
They brought it with them, and I got to play Harry Potter, the first one,
aww,
on PlayStation. My favorite fucking game. We would play the fuck out of that game.
See, Tanner isn't so miserable, y'all.
I mean, I guess not.
Yeah.
But yeah, that place is fucking haunted.
How scary
there was
houses
an outhouse. There was an outhouse.
Why the fuck was there an outhouse?
I think,
get out of me swamp.
I'm fucking dead. Well, I think there's so much, like, death in Missouri because the Civil War. I mean, I guess that's for all the Midwest,
sorry,
right?
Yeah, all the Midwest.
But, I don't know. A lot of murder.
And people unstable, I see, just killing themselves and shit. Them farmers, though, was fucking their daughters and stuff.
I don't know about that. But
they was the farmers. The wife would die while giving birth. The daddy still got to fuck somebody. They would like molest their daughters and have incest kids and stuff.
God.
Yes. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Some people like that.
That's weird.
I think it's weird when people look up incest porn on porn.
I think like kind of stepbro stuff, that's kind of hot because it's not actually your family. But actually like fucking your brother and shit, that's fucking weird.
That's weird.
Yeah. Weird as fuck. No, no. I feel like there's some other dudes that watch our podcast that are into incest porn. You need to see a fucking psychiatrist.
A therapist, psychiatrist.
You need euthanasia to get evaluated. Did you just say get euthanized?
I said a euthanasia doctor for a consult. Just a consult. I'm not saying go through with it, but just have options ready for your lifestyle. Oh my God. Because that shit is weird.
Yeah, you and your lifestyle of being into incest porn.
Are we kink shaming though? See, and that's why I hate America right now. Because like, you can't do anything without offending somebody.
This is really a spooky episode.
It is spooky because you really cannot say anything without offending somebody.
Literally.
Like, if I say, I hate rapists. Oh, well, I have a kink for rapists. Then I'm like, damn.
I think to say you hate a rapist is probably, most people hate rapists.
But it doesn't matter, I guess.
A Republican man.
It doesn't matter, I guess, because there's somebody.
You're disgusting.
I wish
that are into rape. I don't think people are into rape. They're probably into a rape fantasy, which is completely different.
That's kind of fucked up. No, it's not. Rape is rape. So you're fantasizing about being raped and there's bitches out here actually getting raped? That's like you having a fantasy about somebody killing you.
What the fuck? I'm sure there are bitches into that.
I know a bitch that is into being, like, who? Wants to be killed.
Who?
Demon.
Y'all... Now we're gonna kink shame. That's fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy.
Like, she wants to be choked That's out, like, killed, crazy. And then, like, resuscitated, though.
What the fuck?
And I was like, wait, that is kind of hot. If someone, like, chokes me out on accident and then brings me back to life.
It's not hot at all.
If you're into being choked and then they choke you out. But what if they choke you out on accident?
Then they're not doing it right. And
then they bring you back to life.
They bring me back to life?
Bring me back to life. Okay, y'all. Let's talk about my little spooky dookie story.
Ah! Oh, my God.
That time, God. Well.
Casey just scared Tanner.
I kissed him.
Oh, she kissed Tanner. That scared him.
I didn't fucking hear you.
You didn't hear her come in?
No.
I was looking at her.
Oh my God.
I'm glad I stayed quiet then.
Get the fuck out of me.
I didn't want to fuck her plan up.
Oh my God.
But, so I really have, like, I used to be a really spooky person when I lived in Kentucky. My friends and I would go do some crazy backwood driving shit and going to bridges, going to, it was just some crazy shit.
I would go to the haunted bridge.
The Arosa Bridge, the one in Kansas? Mm-hmm. Where is that at? Hold on. Okay. We want to do something spooky tonight. let's go get possessed.
Yeeper. I'm a pussy possessed. But,
and then like my friends in Kentucky were witches.
Friends in Kentucky, you ain't his friends no more. He got new friends, so.
They were witches. So they would do like spells and shit. And I did participate in some because I was like, oh shit, what's up? Participate in shit. And like some crazy shit literally always fucking happened. That's why I left them alone because I was like, I don't want to be in this coven no more. Which I don't think that's how it works because we cut our hands and then we held each other's hands with our blood. Yeah.
And when don't fucking do that. Well, don't do that. Don't exchange blood. Don't do that.
We did that.
Don't do that. You if it's someone you don't fucking know, don't fucking.
I knew them.
Slit your hand.
I knew them.
Don't
knew
cut
them.
Your hand and put them. It with someone else.
I knew them, but strange. Yeah, don't do that with strange. I knew them.
Did you?
Yes, I knew them. I knew them. We were cool. So we split our hands. We did. So I think we have to die. So I think I still am in the coven. I don't know. So maybe did I sell my life to the devil?
Yeah, that's what happens. Now you're gonna die.
Period.
You're gonna go to hell.
Oh, okay.
Gonna burn in hell.
Well, I'm a homosexual anyway, so I would have already been there. So it's all right.
We're not gonna get into that.
We went to this bridge one time, And it was in a field, and y'all, it was getting foggy. It was scaring the shit out of me because of the fog. I couldn't see shit.
Fog is creepy.
And then we went to this field. We're chilling. This girl, she brings out her homemade candles. She got the candles, the crystals. We're doing our ritual. So we're starting out the ritual. We bring in the four elements. We bring in air, water, earth, fire. Okay, bring them in, and then the spirit stone. We bring that in the middle. We're chilling. And when we're connected, I did feel like a energy barrier around us. I'm not kidding. I did feel like we were producing some type of energy. I think it was heat. But but that was happening or whatever. But I did feel cool. And I have seen some weird shit in her house that has happened and freaked me the fuck out. But I think it's just, they're just fucking crazy people. But we're in the field, we're chilling. She was like, let's go under this weeping willow because that holds power, magic. And I was like, I love weeping willows.
Life was a willow and it bent right to you.
Stop! So we're under the willow, we're doing our ritual. Y'all, literally a fucking man is literally walking up to us.
No.
We're in the middle of a fucking field, okay? She had a Dodge Challenger, okay? So it's the two-door. It was me, her, and two other people. Me and my other friend sat in the back. Her and a girl sat in the front, okay? So it's us four in that car. We're the only ones out there. This is a field in Kentucky. A man starts fucking approaching us. I'm shivering. I'm like, okay, this energy shit I felt, it ain't there no more.
What did he
look
like?
Huh?
What did he look like?
It was like he never got close to us. Here's the thing. Listen, it never fucking got close to us. So it like stopped and we're just staring at it. We jump behind my friend because she's a big dyke. So her ass is like, just stay behind me. And I was like, ain't nobody moving her. So what's up, right? I'm just saying, nobody
Freddy
was
a pussy.
Huh?
Freddy was a pussy ass bitch.
I'm in Kentucky, black, and Amanda's walking to us in a field.
Oh, that's true.
With three other white people.
That's true. Yes.
Bitch.
Behind the white bitch.
Yeah. So I stood behind the white bitch. I stood behind her because I was like, ain't nobody moving this bitch. What's up? So the man stops. At this point, it's just a staring match. And he's probably like,
hey, I'm picturing an old man.
Hold on. It's like 10 yards away from us.
How far is 10 yards?
A yardstick, 10 of those.
So probably to right there?
To the curb, the sidewalk. He just stopped.
On the other side?
Yeah, the other side of the sidewalk. He just stopped there staring at us. And what? I'm thinking it was a man because it had like facial hair. You could see hair like coming off of his like arms, like hair as in like just had like some hairy arms. And he stood stocky and just staring at us. And I'm like, what the fuck? So we're like, hello? And it's just standing there at us, right? And it, no, bro, this dude just sat there. We're starting to grab our shit. He turns around and starts going like to where he was. Like, but where he was by our car and it was dark over there. So she restarts the car, right? Guys, this car would not remote start. I was like, maybe it's not getting a good connection or something. Maybe we need to get in the car, press on the brake, push it. This is the only time, y'all, that I wish we had a car that took a fucking key. Okay? So she's still trying to do it. I'm packing the shit up and I'm looking behind me as I'm doing it. Everybody else going slow, like, well, should we go talk to that man? I'm like, no, grab our shit and let's fucking go. So I'm packing up the candles. She said, you can't do that. First, you got to close out the elements or the circle is still open. So anything can still get through here. Because we think he came through what we brought through. What we were doing. We were doing some dumb shit trying to bring some shit through, okay? Dumb teeny bopper shit. We think he came through that because, and then I was like, I don't give a fuck. So I just took this shit, her eyes like, the circle's still fucking open, so you're fucking up.
Question.
Hmm.
What if it's just a landowner?
Can you let me finish my story?
And he's just trying to get y'all.
Let me finish my story.
Okay, go ahead.
So, at this point, I put everything back in the tote. We're walking back towards the car. She's still like pressing the button so like the car can unlock and make the lights go. So like we had some type of light out there, right? Mm-hmm. at this point, when we started to get over there, because over there was dark, the man is gone at this point. We heard no tractor, no car, no nothing. We heard nothing. I put the shit in the trunk, okay? I slam that bitch. I jump in that back seat. I'm like, I don't know what y'all are doing, but get in the fucking car. So my friend was like, wait, what the fuck? It was like boot prints by our car because it was muddy out there. It was boot prints by our fucking car. Nobody wore boots. We all wore sneakers. So that was scary. We get in the car. It starts. So we're driving. It's a dirt road. That fog, I'm not kidding, picks the fuck up. So she's like, y'all just have good intentions, whatever. Think the fog away. It'll go away because we're witches. I was like, bet. So we start doing that. I'm not going to lie. The fog did fucking go away. And this bitch never had money, but she always had a full tank of gas. I don't know what this bitch was doing. But she always had a full... This car always had a full...
She always manifested that the car...
No, I feel like this bitch was actually like some type of fucking witch. I'm not kidding. Because the shit her ass and her family would do, it was just unbelievable how shit just always worked out and was just there and they just believed in the devil. Yeah, it was just crazy shit. So we're driving. As we're driving, we get fucking pulled over. This freaks me out fucking more. Cause the cop was like, why are y'all going 100 down this fucking road, right? And it's an old ass, it's a small town in fucking Kentucky. It's on the border. It's a small town. All they got is sheriffs. So I'm freaking out again. Cause I'm like, here we go. I'm about to get arrested. Cause I was gonna, under the influence. But I was like, wait, but I'm not driving. Yeah. So I shouldn't get talked to, but he's peeking through, asking who's in the car. And then the bitch in the front runs her motherfucking mouth. Yeah, we went to the field and then was doing some stuff with some candles and stuff. And we seen a person out there, but like he never came up to us. And then our car was like not working. So we got in the car and then like we drove off real fast because it scared us. And the cop was like,
so you're trespassing?
What? The cop was like, what? And then her ass was like, eh. And then the cop was like, just give me y'all's license and registration. Writes my friend a ticket. And the cop was like, just get home. So she starts driving again. We get home. Y'all, I'm not fucking kidding. She lived up on a farm, okay? But it wasn't like an animal farm. It just had a big ass barn and like a land. Mm-hmm. They did crops.
That's a farm.
Yeah, but I'm saying it was no animals. It was some type of crop that grows up in Kentucky. This man was in that fucking field when we pulled up. We shined the light back there. And when we pulled off, like, you know, you pull up, you pull down a driveway, your lights are shining. And then you turn this way. The lights don't show there no more. Right. As we get out the car and we look in that way, because it's naturally looked that way. We see big stocky motherfucker in the fucking field. So she's like, oh, he can't get over here because I planted 4 crystals in the yard that put a shield of protection around the house. So he can't get in it and wearing that protection. And at this point, I'm thinking, bitch, we just opened up some dope bullshit. I don't believe anything you say, bitch, because you didn't tell me some motherfucker would be chasing us. Right. So he's in the field or whatever. We go inside. She's like, oh, we're safe in the house. Da, 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 da. I'm freaking out because I'm like, now I'm in this bitch's house. I've been in her house before. I slept over her house before. I'm like, now I'm in this bitch's house. Her car was caught on fire 2 months before this incident, and they redid the whole front end. So when you walk in, it's just new wood. So you hear like, you know, because it's fresh, just bare wood floor. That's what you hear. But then you go in and then it's like a... Then the house starts because they hasn't moved stuff out in that part yet. Mm-hmm. We heard fucking footsteps in there after the fuck we got in the fucking house upstairs in her fucking bedroom. And this bitch is like, oh, it must be my mom or something because nobody can get in here because I planted those crystals. So I'm like,
was
bitch.
Was her mom home?
No, nobody was fucking home. So we go up there. They're on a farm in Kentucky, so they don't have no central heat and air. in their house. So it's like fans everywhere, which this house was old and it was fucking huge. Upstairs had like a big ass room. And then you go in another room that had like four other small rooms, and they just had it filled with storage and shit. I'm like, y'all could turn this into something. The fuck? This is nice. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm walking through the fucking fan falls, and I'm like, what the fuck? And like the whole mood changed in the room too as that fell. Like we all just felt like, is this thing in the room with us? This bitch grabs a fucking necklace and starts to shake it in front of my face and goes, ah, like she starts to laugh at it and stuff. I was like, what the fuck? Her, I was like, oh, my grandma. She knocked over the fan. It's okay. She's friendly. I'm talking to her right now with this, with her swinging this. I'm not fucking kidding. I swear on my fucking life this happened, bro. She was talking through her grandma through a necklace that she was shaking, laughing and smiling at. At this point, I literally was like, fuck this. I got in my car and I hauled ass until I got back into Kentucky.
That's fucking crazy. That is fucking crazy.
That's the first time I ever opened up something evil and it got out and stayed. Because I told you the second time.
We need to have my cousins on the podcast because I think they would remember more. Because I remember their being.
We can do a call-in sometime and talk to them.
Yes, I'd love that.
Oh, I also have another story. So this came from my half-siblings. It was my aunt's house, my dad's sister. She has a house on the, it's in the country, I would say. And then it had a huge basement, but the basement wasn't finished in the first part until you got deeper into it. My half siblings swear it up and down that they went down there and saw a suit coat and a top hat floating, going through the fucking downstairs room.
What the fuck?
Now, you met my half siblings, some of them.
Yes.
So I don't know if I should believe the story or not.
I don't know.
But my dad, he was like, y'all probably saw somebody fucking breaking in. And then, y'all, literally. My dad was like, y'all probably saw some, a fucking intruder. And then just closed the door and left the motherfucking down there. Because you want to know what happened crazy? A year or two after that, those stairs collapsed. So no one has been in my aunt's basement in forever because the stairs collapsed. Because I guess the wood was bad or it was a flood down there or something. But yeah, the stairs collapsed. You can't even get to her basement. If she wants to, she needs to have the stairs rebuilt. She hasn't.
Why would you not get your stairs? Well, what's
she's
that?
Old, too.
There's nothing downstairs.
There's nothing downstairs.
I would never go in a basement. I'm good. If I ever had a basement, I would redo make the sure whole thing and make finished. It not look crazy.
Make sure it's done and finished yeah. and have carpet and, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people just leave it unfinished if they're not going to be down there. I mean.
That's just creepy. I don't want to look at Ookie Spooky.
That's funny. My dad was like, that's probably an intruder. Y'all motherfuckers dumb. That's so funny. But, yeah, there really ain't nothing crazy, like, scary that happens to me. I'm not, shit that's scary don't really scare me like that no more. It makes me laugh. Like, I laugh at scary movies and shit. I don't know.
We need to go do something spooky tonight.
Friend, if you want to do something spooky, we fucking can, but don't be scared. And you better fucking, if I say fucking stand by me, you better fucking keep up and stay by me. I'm not kidding. Because I will leave you the fuck there. I'm not joking.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Like, if some shit happens.
Oh.
I'm being serious. I don't give a fuck, bitch. That's why I'm letting everyone know now.
God.
Tanner's idea was to go do some spooky shit. I said, okay, we'll go.
So when I say spooky things, what do you think I'm talking about?
Bitch, let's go in the woods.
Yes.
Let's go down a dirt road and just get out and walk.
I miss going in the woods.
But there's homeless people in the woods over here.
That's spooky.
No, somebody would get shot. No.
Remember when we went in the woods with your husband?
That was kind of scary.
That was scary as fuck.
I was like, a coyote was going to eat us. I thought a coyote was going to fucking eat us.
I feel safe because your husband is
yeah,
crazy.
Hell, deal with it. Someone snuck up on him when he was over there one time. I tell you about that?
That's creepy.
Someone snuck up on him. It was like this bigger guy who was wearing like some overalls, looked dirty. He told me, snuck up on him Like, my husband turned around because he was out there squirrel hunting. He has his guns and his bag and stuff. He's hunting. He was squirrel hunting out there. This motherfucker comes like he's creeping up on him, but crunching smart. In the fucking leaf. My husband turns around. He's like, what the fuck? Then the dude was like coming out of my husband was cocked his gun. He was like, bro, I have two fucking guns on me. Chill, right? And then the guy just ran back off into the fucking trees.
Like the guy was going to attack him? That's creepy.
I got the chills. No, because there's people in this town that's like missing and stuff. Yeah, like there's this old man that's missing that went missing a few weeks ago. And then that could have been a homeless person just trying to get a meal. Like rob my husband and shoot him and then take his shit. Bitch, my husband would have fucked him up.
Oh my God.
My husband would have whooped his ass. Literally would have whooped his ass. But my husband was like, it was weird. So I posted about it in our town, our Facebook page. And they was like, yeah, that happened to me before too. When I was out there, like somebody would come up behind them, crunch on the ground and then just take off.
That's fucking creepy. Oh my God.
And it's down there by the river too. So I'm like, it makes sense for, no, it was a person. It makes sense for someone to probably be down there sleeping away from everybody. Just, you know, there's homeless people out here. And my town too is really kind of fucked up because.
Y'all, why is he getting I'm
sorry.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
Well, I guess the rest of the episode, I'm just going
to
talk about.
I didn't mean to. Y'all, my real self came out. He's from Georgia. Okay. So he's down by the river. Down by the river. He's down by the fucking river. So I was like, okay, that probably makes sense. That's probably some homeless fuck down there. Because my town is roofless. If you don't pay your bills, you're like cut off the next day. Because all of our utilities and stuff is all in one bill. Ran by the city. Sucks. Never move in a community where you do not have a choice on what service you have. Okay? Because it's dumb. But we love where we stay at. Anyways, yeah, there's people still that have their lights cut off and shit. This one guy posted on there and was like, can someone help me and my daughter and wife? Our lights got cut off and we can't get them cut on back again.
How about, aren't all the people that live here conservative? And I thought they didn't like handouts. Strange.
It's the older people. We have a lot of new, younger generation, like 30s with kids, like starting to come in and stuff. The older generation, they're dying off. We really don't give a fuck about them. They tried us on that Facebook page, and we was like, y'all are literally about to die. Like, we do not give a fuck. Yes, you have a gay interracial couple in your town. Mm-hmm. Yes. And what about it? We pay taxes.
Like they don't
to
get fucked by BBC every night.
Bye. Like, bitch, we pay the same taxes you do to get these raggedy ass streets fixed. Okay? So don't fuck with me. I'm crying about my high electric bill just like you doing yours, bitch. But guess what? We're still not the same.
Period.
But we're in the same place. I had a fun episode, friend.
You don't have any other stories or anything?
I don't. I'm saying, like, stuff really doesn't happen scary to me. Oh, my mom's office. Her office had a little spooky up there. She put up a little Nest camera up, and she got a text on her phone saying, like, motion detected. And she got on there. It's a fucking shadow going across her desk, like, going from one side to the other side of her desk. Now, this building that she's in has a history because it is an old building from the 30s. The whole town is. The town that we live next to, you know what town I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's actually a really good historic town. Their downtown really has a lot of their old cool buildings. They just don't take care of them. Like, if you look at pictures from when it started until now, you could still tell where the fuck you're at. It's cool shit. But that building has been there since like the 30s. And there's been deaths in there. It's been apartments before. It's been a duplex before. It's been a pharmacy before. It's been a convenience store before. Yes. That building has been so many things. But now it belongs to one person and they rent out the... Yeah. But on the other side of where my mom is, a man hung himself in the office over there. And we've seen him before. We've seen him before as in we've seen the spirit before. He's very friendly. He's just a boxy tall dude. He hung himself in there. He was an attorney. He lost a case. And I guess it was a life or death case. So he just killed himself.
A life or death case?
I don't know. Yeah, it was a joke. A life or death case because he killed himself.
Oh.
Sorry. Bad humor. But yeah. So, yeah, he killed himself. There's a basement in this building. And in the basement, there's also offices. And one lady has an office down there. And her office has a restroom in it. And her restroom one day, she came in and it had an ass print on it. But the ass print wasn't like a human ass print. It was blue. But it was like a big ass. And a big ass, as in like a, you know, a big stocky man.
Yeah.
You know, a big ass. Ooh. And that's how it looked like. And it was blue. And this guy always wore blue jeans. So I was thinking maybe he sat on the toilet with his jeans on when he did. And when they also found him dead, he like peed all over himself and stuff. His stuff was drenched. So maybe that was on the toilet seat. He was like trying to use the bathroom, but pissed on himself or something. His pants didn't get, I don't know, but he's friendly. We've seen him before. He likes to fuck with lights. I don't know what his fascination is with lights, but he does fuck with lights.
He got a light. For
his name is Billy. He's a friendly
Shout
spirit.
Shout out to Billy. Hi.
Yeah, Billy, we love you.
We miss you.
Just you scared my mom. Wait, actually, Billy, bitch, why were you in her office anyway?
Yeah, he trying to get some skincare.
Literally, bitch, stay out of her shit. But nothing really scary happens over here.
Yeah. Just, your house is haunted.
Oh, we're seeing shadows. This past 2 weeks, I've been seeing shadows.
I just saw shadows when I was in
the house. We let somebody new in the house, and I think they brought it.
See?
His energy was so off. I really do think that something jumped off of him. There's something about him that's weird. I'm going to have to sage my house.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I've always had, like, I cannot, when, there was one night I slept over at his house because, I left my key here or something. What happened? I can't remember. Oh, I couldn't find
my
key.
Yeah,
so I had to come back. I came back and I slept the night and then I got my key to my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Did I work the next day? That doesn't matter. But I could not fall asleep. Like,
why?
I had the big dog with me. And then he kind of, he was feeling off too. So he like left the room. And, like, I just felt, like, really weird. Something weird. I don't know. Just some evilness in the mix. But
it's not evil because here's the thing, y'all. I do some spirit work and shit. Yeah, I do believe in that shit. I fuck around with some, you know, I be doing some shit.
You be fucking ghosts?
I'm not afraid of nothing in my house. I'm not scared in my house. It's just, it has me jump a little bit. But I have been starting to see two spirits upstairs.
You need to be scared of that motherfucking snake. Mm. Y'all, I saw this video of the snake attack its owner. Nope.
We've raised her since she was literally out of her mama's coochie.
Okay, and this bitch probably did that too. But the snake still bit her. And she's just like, it's biting me. It's literally digging into her fucking arm. And
well,
like
you can't do nothing.
Be like, get the fuck off me. Get a knife or something.
Well, you have somebody help you unravel. But if they bite you, they have teeth, but it's not venomous. It's not going to. But it could break your arm really fucking easily. Yes. Our snake now could break your arm easily if she wanted to.
And you have that out and about?
Well, yeah. We handle her and we train her. As if she wanted to. She's not hostile towards us. She's hostile towards prey. When we throw a mouse or a rat at her, she fucks that shit up.
No, I don't trust it.
We feed her two rats at a time, too. And I see them both coiled up and shit. And then she eats one at a time. Bitch is crazy.
That's crazy.
But thank y'all for listening.
Yeah, I hope you like this ookie spooky episode.
Was it really ookie spooky? Ookie spooky. Gay besties, ain't no one gonna check us. So yeah. we really ain't scared of shit. Ain't nobody gonna fucking check me. And if you do check me, no, because I told this one guy. Hold on, I'm gonna let y'all know. This one guy was trying to start some shit with me before. And I was like, bro, even if you beat my ass, you're still gonna get shot for touching me. I'm still, even if you whoop my ass, I'm still going to be out here while you're in jail looking dumb.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to say what I want to say because I'm Ben Shapiro as fuck. I hate it. Bye, y'all. I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Hi, Amanda, Tanner's friend. We need to play the forest again.
Yeah.
Love her. She's so sweet. Thank you for all of our listeners, all our followers. Y'all, y'all got our email address. What is it?
GayBestiesPodcast@gmail.com.
Is it still active?
Yeah, it's still some shit.
Y'all really don't be saying that shit. Y'all are fake as fuck.
I think we're not gonna, I'm not gonna upload weekly because it's just like we don't record weekly. Like we just don't.
We don't record weekly. We used to, but y'all. So it's being probably gonna be like
a maybe once or twice a month kind of thing. Until I get to move closer where we can record more.
Have and then maybe if we
start
getting
more money. So like
because our setup is like portable as fuck. If we have a grounded setup, it'll be much easier to just.
I should like this.
This is cool. No.
But we can't do it anymore.
We could do this at my house.
What do you mean?
Once I get that big ass bed up out of my spare room.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because it'll be in my house.
Yeah, period. Period. No, fuck that bitch. But love y'all. Stay blessed.
Stay blessed. Don't do too things that are too
Yeah, don't do too much coke tonight, everybody. I know it's Friday and y'all want to go out, but you're going to be tired from work. But do not do cocaine.
Cocaine's really bad for you.
Cocaine is bad. Don't do meth. That prostitute is still on meth. What was she on when she came over?
That bitch was on coke.
You think it was? And she would not shut the fuck up either.
And she would not shut the fuck up. Me and Timmy, we were like looking over at each other like, was she gonna shut the fuck up?
Why would she not shut the fuck up?
She wouldn't.
Should I invite her to go out tonight? No, because I have to pick her up. That's the thing too. This bitch don't have a vehicle. I hate bitches without vehicles. Why are you an adult and don't have a vehicle? And this bitch gets Social Security every month. She lives for free. No, her mama's kind of fucked up. So her mama and her both stayed in her house now. Yes. And she had to pay her mom $300 a month. She only gets $800 a month for her social, for her disability.
That's crazy.
Her mama ain't shit. Queen mother head ass. All right. Love y'all. Bye, stay y'all. Blessed. Baby, you don't gotta worry.
Cause when I'm gone, I'm
never really gone. You think you're moving on, but it won't be for long, you. And when I'm gone, I'm never really gone, you. No one's gonna feel like me on top of you. Touch you like I do. No, you never.